Hello there, and welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. The boys are coming to you from their hidden camp, set deep in the Florida woods on the banks of the mystic Suwannee River. So let's take a moment and hear from the boys of old Florida.
All right. Hey, folks, welcome back to the Palm and Pine Podcast. We glad to be back here. As always, I'm right here beside the incomparable Dr. Barlow. Yes, how you doing today, sir?
Outstanding. Beautiful day today.
Beautiful day. Hey, we excited? Yeah. 69, well, like 75 degrees, but we're getting better. We're getting better every day.
Getting better.
It is feeling good. And what's the latest on old Three-Eyed?
Well, Three-Eyed Atlas, you know, I was watching Night Shadows, or listening to the Night Shadows podcast, Stuart Best and Larry Taylor from Oklahoma. Taylor. And Larry Taylor did attend a conference or meeting, and he brought back information about Three-Eyed. I thought I would pass on to our listeners. If it's from Oklahoma, it's okay with the Palm and Pine.
Right, you know it's good. Yeah. That's so, as good as like the AP.
Right. Better.
If you say Oklahoma, yeah.
Right. It's the OKC. So he did report that, oddly, this comet has an anti-tail that points toward the sun, where normally they point away from the sun.
Huh.
Okay, so I don't think that's ever been seen before.
Yeah, because you think a tail, that's going to be dragging behind.
Right. But not this thing, not the three-eye thing.
It's got like a forward tail.
Right, an anti-tail, they're calling it, you know, and it's going to go behind the sun early November, and then early December it's going to come out. So what it boils down to now, one of two possibilities, the second coming of Christ, or an alien mothership. It's going to be one of the two things going to happen. So get ready.
Get your hearts and minds right.
Right.
Folks, you heard it first here on the Palm and Pine podcast. We're breaking this live news to you.
We're going to hopefully have a live stream about that time where we have our drawing.
There you go.
We should remind you of.
Yeah, the Three-Eyed Atlas drawing raffle right here. Again, an exclusive.
Exclusive.
We're the only ones doing this. We're celebrating the second coming or the aliens. And and so, some great items on that raffle. We got this. We got this Texas coin. Look at that thing.
Right.
Look at that thing shine.
Yes,
Maestro Horton, one of our old friends.
He has preloaded that
bad boy. Yes. There's no telling how many coins are on that thing. I'm not even going to look, Douglas, because I don't want to tip myself.
He's out in Big D. He can do things like that, unlike us.
Right. He's gotten out there. He moved to Dallas. We stayed here in these scrub oaks, and we pour his church mice. And he's out there making big money. And I think he feels sorry. I knew somebody feel sorry for us when we started this podcast.
We said that way back in March.
Well, on the first episode.
Right. So we got one person to go in for us now. So.
Somebody going to feel sorry for us.
We're
but anyway.
Grateful for that. So we're going to raffle that off.
That's coming. And hey, our good friend Michael Presley Bobbitt has autographed two of his books. This is a trilogy.
These two are out now.
And those will be in the raffle. And then also, I got this. Look at this. I'm sporting this Palm and Pine mug.
That's one of the bigger ones. You can get them all sizes.
We got all kinds of merch.
Right.
You just go to our website.
A link there, and you can get anything you want. Shirts, cups, hats. It's quality stuff.
A collar for your dog.
And remember the way you're going to register for the drawing. It's best if you go to Patreon and get a paid or even a free account. Get that free account on Patreon, because then we have a list of everybody and we see you right away. But you can also mention us to a friend on social media, give a link to one of our podcasts, tag us, and that will also enter you for the drawing.
It's kind of like you share... we share.
That's it.
You share an episode, share the website, whatever.
Right.
And make sure we see it. And every time you do that, that's an entry.
Right.
And so you can have multiple entries.
Right.
You know, that's kind of how they did with Biden when he was running. You get multiple entries, and it increases your odds.
Right. So when Three Eye comes around and the third eye opens, whatever it is, we're going to
That's
have
about
that
the time
drawing.
That the Belita bag will go in there, and we're going to start drawing. Somebody, one of us, going to have to find a Belita bag.
Yes, we'll come up with one.
We might have to call Mike Ditchie. I ain't even sure what a Belita bag is. I suspect. Special kind of bags.
Yeah, we wouldn't know anything about that.
We don't know nothing about that kind of stuff.
But
you know, we got everything in Florida, so we're going to find out. We're going to find out for sure. So, yeah, that's a great thing coming up. You know, we've also put a couple episodes up for everyone. We've been throwing them video episodes over there on that Patreon.
Right.
But anybody can watch those two episodes. We got the one with Stingray Tom.
Okay, right.
Stingray Tom. He's a very interesting guy, very interesting dude, studying the history of tourism in Florida.
Right.
And that's a great episode. Yeah. I tell you, his video is just unreal.
Oh, yeah, the depth. If you go to his YouTube page, you're going to enjoy every bit of it.
So we got his up there free. And then, of course, our most recent is Michael Bobbitt. And we got him up there free.
Right. And due to the generosity of our sponsor, we're able to make those two days free. So go view those and get that free membership when you're over there on Patreon. Then we see you right away, and we'll easily be able to enter you for sure into the drawing. There'll be no mistake then.
You know, when we started this little endeavor, Douglas, I had no idea I would be rubbing shoulders with the actual Clambassador. You know, who knew? You know, he's
got. We had hope for such things.
Yeah, he's got movies. He's got movies out there, several novels, a playwright.
Just an energetic, creative guy, the kind of guy we wanted to get on the podcast and bring to people. And it's happening. It's happening. You know, there's going to be more.
You know, I like to poke a little fun at the Villages. Well, he did a lot more poking over there than I did. You know, Michael did
with his persnickerdoodle.
Yeah, Michael went over there and he poked around, and that's what an in-depth reporter, a journalist. He's a real journalist. We're just kind of pretend journalists. He's a real journalismer, and he immersed himself over there in the culture of the Villages, and look what he come out with—a freaking award-winning playwright, red carpet unrolled for him. So you got to get a little dirt on you, Doug.
Yeah, we're gonna go down to Cedar Key and hopefully hook up with Mike and look around down there, maybe film some of that, maybe record some interviews down there. So who knows?
That's it.
When that's gonna happen.
Good stuff.
While we're down there, eat fried clams.
Y'all. Oh yes, healthy. It's healthy. As Coach Williams would tell me back in health, I took this health class at Chiefland High School.
Oh, okay. Well, I was wondering why Coach you were Williams. So smart.
Yeah. That's it. I got out of edumacation there. And Coach Williams, he would say that's healthy.
I was wondering what it was.
That was healthy. I mean, I'd love to see old Coach Williams, I tell you what.
Oh, bless his heart. Those guys we were shipped off to
miss
be
him.
With all day long. What a crazy
miss
thing.
Yeah.
Well, I have just a crazy news story. If it's time for that.
Let's roll right into that Palm and Pine newscast for them updates right now.
Breaking news right now.
Join us now for more on this White House Press Secretary Kaylee Knight.
All right, Dr. Barlow, what you got for us, sir?
I just have a story, and this is, bachelors like me are interested in this. Bachelors like us, I should say, are very interested in a story like this, and bachelors out there, you want to hear about this. So that's why I'm bringing this story to you today. It's more than news. It's more, it's like a public service announcement, I would say, this story today, because, if you're a bachelor, you only need like one or two things to cook on in your kitchen.
Yeah.
Like
that's
one
hot
plate. Mm-hmm. A bachelor can do a lot with hot plate.
That's right.
I mean, it's amazing how far you can go.
Yeah.
One toaster oven.
But if
you've got a George Foreman grill.
There you go.
All right.
Now that thing.
Now you can get jiggy with it.
Yeah. Now you like next level bachelor when you get one in. Yeah.
That's almost all you need. You got your hamburgers. You got your sausage. You got your bacon.
It's kind of like a waffle iron.
Right.
You kind of open it.
You can do a Cuban press.
There you go. Yeah. You can heat your home.
There's a lot you can do with it. But there's some things you can't do with it, guys. And that's what this story is about.
Okay.
And you should be informed. You can't just do everything.
Listen up, bachelors.
With the George Foreman, you can do a lot with it.
Right.
Here we have a naked, drunk, high Florida man tries baking cookies on his George Foreman grill, sets house on fire.
Well, you can't bake cookies. Now I'm learning something.
You cannot bake cookies on a George Foreman.
All right, well, I'm learning something because I would definitely have tried those pressed cookies.
Well, what made him try it is it says in the story he had been drinking hard since 9 a.m. and had consumed 2 liters of vodka before he commenced to trying it. So that's why he tried it. So you don't know, you might try it too.
It might work. Okay.
Two liters of Florida nectar. You might be baking who knows what on that thing yourself.
So we already at Lima One.
Yes. But here's the fascinating thing about the story, Steve. There was no crime committed, y'all. If you want to get naked,
right?
Drunk,
okay, yeah, yeah.
Try to cook cookies on George Foreman grill and set your house on fire. It's perfectly legal, y'all.
It is Florida.
It is.
Yeah.
It is
so that I didn't even think about that.
There was no crime committed here, so I do not have the gentleman's name. But the fire department showed up because they saw the smoke coming from the house, and they opened the door. And much to their horror, this gentleman greeted them there fully naked and apologized, "I'm sorry." And he ran back inside and shut the door. You know, that was a mistake. Let me tell y'all about what happens when the fire department comes out to your house. Let me tell you what's going to happen. They're going to make a hole in your door. Right. You're going to know they were there.
They don't just come up and ring the doorbell.
Right, for the next month or so. Because they're going to knock a few openings into the place like they did for this old boy. It wasn't a crime, Steve, but he remembered for a while that he had messed up.
So he didn't suffer the penal code, but...
He suffered the code. He suffered the unwritten code. They come in with that big punch, and they're just going to knock your door out. See? And then they're going to knock the back door out for good measure, and then they're going to pump about 1,000 gallons of water into your house.
Right, till they...
All up in the attic to be sure.
Yeah, they're going to find... They're going to find a source of the smoke.
Right. And then they're going to leave.
Right.
That's how this plays out. So then they left. So there was no crime committed because he was drunk and intoxicated.
Yeah.
And caught his kitchen on fire.
You know, he got the munchies there in the afternoon.
He did. He got the munchies because he was also, he said, he admitted he had been smoking weed all day
in addition
to the 2 liters of vodka. And then he decided to make cookies, and they caught fire promptly on the George Foreman grill.
Uh-huh.
And then he made the mistake of putting towels on top of the cookies, and then they caught fire. And then it got out of control, and he couldn't deal with it.
Okay, so he went to smother it with the towels.
He went to smother it.
Well, it is an electrical device, so you might not want to spray water.
Right.
Okay.
Because it just kept on cooking. See, that's the thing about the George Foreman. It just keeps on cooking.
George Foreman don't back off.
Yeah, it's like Foreman himself.
It just
keeps on.
It just keeps hitting.
So he laid that blanket over it. It wasn't like a flame. And it just kept on.
And it got worse,
and then the fire department came, and so, you know, it was not illegal, but he had memory of that the next day.
You know, sometimes we need them outside experts like Tim Franklin to give us that legal part, because I didn't even think about that, but you're right.
Right.
You're right.
So his name is not mentioned in the story because there was no law that the man had broken. He was naked in his own house, drunk in his own house,
right.
Burning his own house down. I guess you're allowed to do that.
Using his own George Foreman grill.
Yeah. I think he was a bachelor. There were no women and children inside. You know,
right,
so he's like, okay. But the fire department fixed him up.
Oh, man.
Okay, so he had something to think about the next day with his insurance adjuster.
Right, there you go.
So there you have it, guys.
Yeah, I wonder if...
Don't bake cookies with the George Foreman.
I wonder if, what State Farm says about something like that, you know? I mean,
they say it's all gone, boys. I know, I've been there. I was living in an apartment when we had a fire.
Oh, really?
I know how the fire department rolls.
Yeah, they come rolling in there hot.
The first thing they'll do is they'll just punch out all them doors. Because they like doing that, y'all.
Yeah.
You've been trained to do that, so you go in and do that.
It's kind of like they say, if you got a hammer, everything's a nail, right? if you're a fireman, everything's for you to tear open and spray water.
They'll punch out all them doors, and then they'll just peel from the top down. They will pump water into that mortar fricker.
Spray it down. Holy smokes.
From the top down, they will pump water into that thing. And there's no fire when they're done.
And what happened with yours, like the insurance?
It was just all gone.
Right.
He came through and said it was all gone, y'all.
So, coming from experience here, real world.
So what weren't smoke was wet. That's so right. It's all wet when they're done, you know. So, you but it's not on fire. It wasn't on fire right. anymore. So you know. So.
You know, folks, you can come across on your own. You can come across a news story like this, but you will not get this level of depth and analysis.
Right.
We got real world experience, right. And we're bringing that to y'all.
Right.
And all we ask for it is an occasional subscriber on Patreon.
Like when the sheriff department has to come out to your problem, there's certain things you're going to get.
That's
when
it.
The fire department has to come out, no. There's certain things they're bringing and you're going
to
get.
That's the way they roll.
Right. So you want to keep your act together and think about that when you have your George Foreman grill.
Well, I'll tell you what, Douglas. I got two stories. I don't know if we can get them all in today.
Did I go a little long?
No, you did not. Right, it's just right. the depth of these two stories that we're going to have to work with.
We'll see. The things we cover here.
We'll just take them one at a time and we'll try to tackle this. And they're both kind of touchy. I'm gonna be very careful with my wordology.
Keep it family.
That's right. I'll be very careful here. But
there's a body part I think involved. Maybe
there's
a
yeah.
Okay.
And what I want to talk about, both of these stories have body parts.
Yes.
We're gonna start with the first one here. Now understand, we're all human.
Yes.
And we got kinks, right? Yes. They kinks. People got kinks, right?
Yes.
You know,
right.
And I'm okay with that. I'm not here to judge anybody. You got your kinks, whatever. As long as you don't hurt anybody.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You're not hurting a child, or you know, you're not
setting your house on fire.
Right. Whatever you do on your own with consenting adults, that's all great, but we're going to talk a little bit about this kink thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was mentioned, I know all of you have read at least the first of the Cedar Key trilogy that Michael Presley Bobbitt has got. He mentions a good kink in there on this, you know, he has all them characters in Cedar Key.
Yeah.
And it was this one gentleman in there. And he had went to the bar. I don't know if it's L&M or whatever. I don't even know. It's probably changed names 100 times, since my days. But you know, he went on in there to the young waitress and made her an offer of $500.
She did refuse.
multiple refusals. But it was a $500 offer somewhat of a harmless kink, okay?
Okay, all right.
And she just didn't like the idea of it, whatever. Wouldn't hurt anything, but you know what I mean. She just wasn't going for it. That's a great section in his book, you know, with all these characters down there.
Okay.
But what we had happen just 3 days ago here in our lovely state is we had a situation, and they met online.
Okay, that's always dangerous, y'all.
We've talked about the social media and those stuff. And I'm not sure where this is. Help me, Douglas.
Okay.
Aventura, Florida.
Aventura. Sounds like South Florida.
Aventura.
Fort Lauderdale.
Okay. So this gentleman, and he met this woman online, and I'm not going to name what they met on, okay? But they connected.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing on this story. It wasn't a dating, but it was another type of site. Right. Where you can kind of match your kinks or whatever.
Yeah. My little toe rubbed.
You're getting really close.
Yeah.
So they met up on this little deal and they made an arrangement, okay? And they would meet at a hotel, and it's the Serena Hotel on a Sunday afternoon. And the deal was, here's the deal. $1,000.
Okay.
He gets to have her old used tennis shoes.
Okay.
So she'll give him the shoes, and he gets to smell her feet. And that's it. That's the deal, right? So they had an agreement. And again, this is fine. I'm fine with this so far. I'm fine with this. That's not a problem. $1,000. She's giving him her old shoes, and then you know she just holds the foots up, and he just you know I don't know how long. I don't know if it's 2 minutes, whatever. You know he can smell them.
It is a bit bizarre, but I won't slow your story down.
So all is well and good.
Okay.
I mean, you know, that's all well and good. He gets there, they meet up, and she gives him the old shoes, right? And they got an interview of her. She tells the whole story,
All right.
And then something went wrong, and she decided, that's it. You can have the shoes, but I don't like the way this is going. Like, so she kind of reneged and backed out of the smelling part.
Okay.
She's like, hey, take them old shoes. You smell them all you want. And she grabbed $1,000, right? Well, you know, a deal is a deal.
Yes. Even if it's a weird deal, it's a deal.
Yeah, a deal is a deal. Old boy didn't like this none at all, right? So he follows her out to the parking lot of the hotel or whatever, parking garage, whatever it was.
Okay.
She's out there, and he just happened to be parked there too, of course. They're both at the hotel. Right. So he runs over, jumps in his SUV.
Okay.
And runs her over.
Oh!
And that's where the legal portion of this whole thing started to go south, and that's when your local SO got involved, right?
Okay, all right.
Now, somehow, by a pure miracle, this little young lady was unscathed. You know how sometimes you run over a small dog or something, it just kind of rolled?
Yeah, maybe it was one of them little old cars.
Well, it was an SUV.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know if he just totally cleared her when he, you know, or she laid down.
Man, he didn't get his foot sniffing, you know, so, well, you know.
So, yeah, he did not get the fulfillment of the arrangement on
that deal.
She
might have thought, the man wants to pay me $1,000 for sniffing my feet. He might be a little crazy.
Right, but now, maybe so. Maybe, you know,
maybe. He might be a little disturbed.
Okay, like, at the point you were alone with him in the hotel room, that might be when she was having second thoughts on that whole deal. But I thought that was interesting. I mean, that happened just 2 days ago. It says that he jumped in a Mercedes, a red Mercedes SUV, drove past her, made a three-point turn, and then come back and run her over.
Ran her over.
Yeah, yeah. So, Aventura Police Department emergency crews responded promptly to the scene.
Into custody,
They, you know, plenty of people saw it.
Wow.
It's on video.
Man,
I mean, the whole deal.
Huh.
And I'm not going to name his name or anything else. It's all alleged at this point.
Yeah.
But you can find, this is coming from motorbiscuit.com. So a shout out to motorbiscuit.com, this whole story.
Okay.
She's actually a foot model.
Oh.
So she comes by it naturally. I didn't know there was a such thing as a foot model.
Oh, yeah, and they're hand models. Yeah, I've heard
of
those. Yeah.
And there's a picture of her foots on here. They are nice feet.
I will say.
I mean, from what I can see, they are nice feet.
And I'm not going to pay $1,000 to
I mean, I'm seeing them right now, and I ain't paid nothing. Right, you know what I mean? So maybe we need to start posting some foots pictures on our webpage. I don't know.
I don't know. It's kind of a crazy one there.
Well, and I got one more. I think we got time.
I think we do. Yeah,
we're good. Let's jump into story two. And this one, again, Douglas, you're going to have to help me with this. And this is right in our backyard.
Okay.
Now, this originally happened, and we're going to back up a little bit. This originally happened in 2019.
Okay.
And then the sentencing.
We can assure y'all you have not heard of it.
No, you probably haven't heard of this. I'm gonna read the headline, and I'm gonna make some minor changes due to our family friendly format on the Palm and Pine.
Right.
But here's the headline, and this was just 10 miles from where we are sitting now.
Right.
So yeah, watch yourself closely. A Florida man sentenced, he got sentenced to 20 years for cutting off wife's lover's.
For snickerdoodle.
There you go. Thank you, sir. That's why I got you on here, Douglas, is to help me. I didn't even know what a...
not his toe, not his finger, but his per snickerdoodle.
The per snickerdoodle is cut off. Now, here's how this went down. Alex Bonilla, 51...
No fool like an old fool.
He's facing 20 years of prison right now. They just got that all straightened out.
Okay.
He basically discovered about the old boy was messing with his wife.
Okay.
It's an age-old story.
Okay.
It's an age-old story. He just handled it in a more direct manner. Right. So he went and got old boy, tied him up, right? And then took some shears, right?
Oh,
like some
God.
Heavy duty. Yeah.
But frequently such stories involve young people where sexual encounters actually matter.
Right. Not a 51-year-old man. Let's be real. By the time you're 51, you ain't really lost no sleep with somebody. Well, I ain't even
We won't go there.
We won't go there.
But it seemed pretty obvious to me,
Now, let me tell you how this happened.
Go and get back on track.
Right.
I had to state the obvious. But anyway,
So he tied the old boy up and made the snip there with the persicadoodle.
Oh, my God.
And then he flees.
And took it with him.
Took it with him. Oh, man. So Gilchrist Sheriff's Office, Gilchrist SO, launched a countywide search for the missing.
I didn't get the Amber Alert for that.
Right, the Amber Alert. And, you know, they had like a description. If you see. Because, you know, you might be.
For snickerdoodle.
Yeah, you might be tooling along on the sidewalk there in Bell, right? And if you weren't alert, like if you weren't like, okay, I need to be looking for this, you know, you might would see that and not know what that, what you might, boy, there's a hot dog somebody
lost,
dropped on.
Last it for snickerdoodle.
Right. I lost. Now
the old boy didn't find it.
So they had this bolo out, and they looked for several days. They looked, and they found that perpetrator. He didn't know what happened to it, right?
Maybe he put it in the freezer and it was good to go.
Well, evidently not. It was never found. So somewhere out there, there's a persnickerdoodle to this day.
Well, now that old boy can get that gold member installed.
Yeah. He can go over to Gainesville and they can set him up. And hey, I am happy to say that the man lived. Like, he did live.
Oh, my God.
I mean, and it could certainly kill somebody. Obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. That's,
you know, just
a horrible thing.
The blood loss
and
alone.
And all for a bunch of nothing. It's just
just ridiculous.
It's crazy. The
Florida
stuff
man.
That we're seeing
Florida
out there,
51 years old.
Yeah,
come
all for
on.
Nothing. Probably some liquor involved. Just
51 years old. Come on, Gilchrist County. We thought y'all were better than that.
So y'all watch out out there. You know, watch out about your George Foreman grill. You know.
Yep.
Keep your persnickerdoodle in your own business, your own business.
Yeah,
you know?
and when you're out there walking around, be watching for dismembered persnickerdoodles. It could be one laying on the sidewalk in Gilchrist County.
You don't need to smell nobody's foot. You know, your grandkids could have used that money.
That's right. So, but folks, hey, share the podcast. Get on that Patreon, free or paid. We're getting you in the raffle, the three-eyed raffle. We're going to have more gear and more gifts that are going to be added as we go. So you're going to want to make sure you get plenty of entries. You want to join this thing like Democratic voters, right?
Get your friends to join the Patreon account.
Multiple entries.
Because we might, if we don't see, like, say, 50 entries, 100 entries, some number like that, we might not do it. We might put it off.
Yeah, well, we might put in 100 entries for me and 100 for you and throw the bag in there.
Yeah, right, that's how we might work it.
Right. So, yeah, share the podcast. Share it on any social media platform.
That's right.
And every time you do that, you get an entry. So we appreciate that. That helps us out a lot. Like, subscribe, give us a review, if it's a good review. But we're grateful to be here, grateful to do it for y'all, and we will see y'all next time. Keep it Florida. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Palm and Pine Podcast. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only, and should not be considered professional advice. The views and opinions expressed by the host or any guest are our own and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliates. Our opinions are just that, opinions, and are not legal or medical advice. But in our opinion, avoid lawyers and big pharma at all cost. Copyright 2025. Palm and Pine Podcast. All rights reserved. Please subscribe and share. Okay, until next time, keep it Florida, and we'll see you soon.